Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Praise God. Amen. See very well with my glasses on. God is so good. He is so good. I want to talk about God's peace. But actually, more than that, this morning God wants to impart his peace. His peace that the world cannot give. His peace that passes all understanding. At the end, we will pray. We'll pray a short prayer, but actually, I believe that prayer will seal. It'll be a seal on what God's doing all the way through. He's working, as you hear his word. He'll be imparting his peace as we listen to his word. Because faith comes by hearing the word. And this is God's word of life this morning. God is the source of our peace. In this place, I will give peace. God's promise. I will give peace. There's so many people around us that we meet day by day who are desperate for peace. They're desperate not to be living in turmoil, desperate not to be living under the stress of their lives. And peace doesn't mean not having turmoil, it doesn't mean not having stress, but it means in the midst of those circumstances, in that turmoil, under that stress, deep within, there is peace. All will be well. Our God says, all will be well. My word is truth and life. Each one of us here is called. We're called for such a time as this. We're called to bring God's kingdom down on earth as it is in heaven. God's kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy. And we're anointed to do that because God says so. It doesn't matter whether we think so. It doesn't matter whether we feel like it. It doesn't matter whether we believe it. God says we're here to bring his kingdom on earth and his kingdom of peace to people. We can take peace to people, but if we don't carry it, obviously we can't take it. We cannot give to other people what we haven't got ourselves, what we're not walking in. And they so desperately want the peace, and they want to know where to look for that peace. Firstly, we have to live at peace with God to be able to live our lives in peace. We love because God first loved us, so we can love him. And in the same way as he is love, he is peace. In letters to the Philippians, to Thessalonians, to the Hebrews, lots of places, he's called the God of peace. He is peace. God is peace. He made peace. He gives peace. And he keeps us in peace. That is his nature, and that's what he does for us. Everybody knows John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life, so that we sinners could be reconciled to him, so that we can be at peace with our God, with our Almighty God. It's how he made peace. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He made the way. He made peace. Colossians 1, 19 and 20. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, Jesus, and through him to reconcile himself to all things by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. He made us at peace with our God. God gives us peace. Psalm 29, verse 11. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Peace is a blessing. It's a gift from God. The Lord blesses his people with peace, with himself. He gives us himself. Numbers 6, 24, it contains the priestly blessing. The blessing that God gave to Moses for Aaron to speak over the people. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you. Towards you and give you peace. John 14:27. And Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. He gives peace. I do not give to you as the world gives. And another translation, it's a peace that the world cannot give. It's God given. Jesus lived at peace. He lived at peace because he lived at one with the Father. He lived in his Father's will. And so he lived in peace. He lived in right relationship with him. This is our inheritance through Jesus. To live at one with the Father and therefore live in peace. We have the same inheritance to live the way that Jesus lived, living in peace. And the peace that Jesus said he was giving at that point, when he'd been at the Last Supper, he'd already used that peace. He'd already tried that peace. He'd already tested that peace. He was living in that peace and proving that peace because of all the events leading up to the cross and then enduring the cross. And yet he was leaving peace. He was leaving peace. He was in peace because he knew he was in the will of the Father. And that brought him peace. John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart! Exclamation mark. But take heart! I have overcome the world. We will have trouble. Jesus had trouble living in this world. But Jesus has overcome the world for us by his victory on the cross. Nothing that tries to rob our peace, nothing that we have to walk through, no circumstances that ever try to come against us, has Jesus not known and has Jesus not identified with. He never, ever asks us to do anything that he hasn't already identified with. He knows. Because he came and he was the man walking this earth. There's nothing that he's not with us in. How does God keep us in peace? How do we keep in peace? How do we walk in this victory? Quite simple, really. Keep our eyes fixed on him. And we've heard it time and again already this morning. Keep our eyes fixed on him. He's the author and he's the perfecter of our faith. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Or another translation, him whose mind is stayed on you. Him whose mind is fixed on you. More super than super glue. Stuck on our God. Stuck on our God. My eyes are fixed on you. I am determined to keep my eyes on you. I choose to keep my eyes on you. I can't do anything else, but I can keep my eyes on you, Lord. When our eyes are fixed on God, he can guide us in prayer. He can lead us to read his word, feed on his word, and then therefore on him. He is the bread of life, life to us. But even this, it's God who gives us the desire to do these things. His love compels us to do these things. And actually, it doesn't seem to be such a troubled time. If you think of the lean years and the good years, in the less troubled times, when we're feeding on the word, when daily getting our daily bread, when we're praying, when we're building that relationship with God, when we're spending time with him, when we're enjoying his presence, then we're storing up inside what we will need when there are lean times, when troubles do come. We won't have to go searching or scrabbling around for scraps or a concordance or something or somebody to give me a word from deep within. In that storehouse will come what God needs us to hear, what God has provided for us because he knew that trouble would come. When trouble comes, our spirit will rise up. Even if our bodies are being crushed, whatever the circumstances, we can lose our peace quickly, we can regain it quickly. It can be a small thing. If I walk out of the door and I hear something and it's not right, would I take offence? Well, I could take offence, I lose my peace. Choose not to take offence when my peace comes back. So simple, so quick, but sometimes walking in peace is a longer process. And we determine, both by God's grace and by God's help. John 8:32. Because you know the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free from lack of peace. Scriptures will come to mind from this storehouse when you're troubled. You'll hear those, you'll speak them. They will be the truth, and that truth will set you free from lack of peace. You'll remember promises God has given in the past. He'll bring them to mind. You'll recall those and you'll say them again. Might not look like it. Sorry. Might not look like it. But the truth is still the truth. God still said it. And we declare it. And declaring that truth sets us free from lack of peace. It brings us into the freedom of living in God's peace. The light of God's word, John 1:5, the light of his world will shine, of his word, sorry, not world, the light of his word will shine, and darkness cannot stand against God's light. It might feel like a pinprick, but it will glow. The darkness cannot stand against it. The process of walking in peace not very long ago, just to illustrate this, I was having a day, and totally unexpectedly, I received a phone call, which not only took the wind out of my sails, it winded me. I could hardly breathe as I listened to this phone call. My whole body shook. My stomach knotted. And I wasn't at home. I was in a very public place. I was in a public building. I was with some other people. Trouble came. And yet, my God did not forsake me. I could hardly breathe, but I needed to function. And deep within, he stirred up. I was able to speak to the person on the phone. I was able to return to the people that I was with. And although, even a bit like now, my legs were shaking, but not really like now. This is nothing because you're all my friends. Even though my legs were shaking, and I could have been physically sick, yet my God was there. And deep within, there was this ridiculous peace. Absolutely ridiculous, as the world sees, to have that peace in the depth of my being in that turbulent time. In the next little while, to function with these other people. And you know, God's promises are amazing, and he does what he will do. I was in a huge city, so we're in a public building, and as we left the building, we were going to be coming home. It was the rush hour. It was noisy. There was traffic. It was bustle. And do you know what God said? God says in his word, rejoice in the Lord always. Now, funnily enough, I didn't really feel like rejoicing over what was there, but I could rejoice in my God. And in the middle of this city, with all the traffic going around, I was singing a hymn of praise at the top of my lungs. My God, how great thou art. When I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand has made. I see the stars. I hear the mighty thunder. Your power throughout the universe displayed. At the top of my voice, and one of my companions sang it with me, because our God is greater. Our God is always to be rejoiced over. Now, without the peace of the Lord, there is no way that that would have happened. And still, sometimes he does that. And from that phone call, just to end that story, I'm still walking out that peace process. And sometimes, some days, God has to say to me, just be still. Know that I'm God. That's how you'll have peace today. Another time, he says, reminds me of a promise to do with the people on the end of the phone. I gave you that promise. That hasn't changed. You speak that promise out today. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Speak that truth, and then my peace returns. When I look at the circumstance, I lose my peace. When I look at my God, he is my peace. He is our peace. Praise God. And just a couple of days after this phone call, she said to the companion who had sung with me in the middle of the city, as to how am I not going to be able to worry about them tomorrow, instantly. I just looked, I said, because by prayer and petition, I will take my request to God. God had that planted in my storehouse. He brought that scripture out, Philippians 4, 6 to 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition or supplication, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Because he knows what we're going to ask him before we get there anyway. We have to present our request to God. And that's all I had in my mind. And then when I looked at it, what does the next verse say? And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts. It will guard your heart and guard my mind in Christ Jesus, because I have the mind of Christ. My mind lines up with what my God says, because he is life, he is word, he is truth. And the truth of God directs our paths, not the lies of the enemy. So much we could say about peace, but as I said, God just wants to minister that peace this morning, whatever the circumstances. There's one last scripture, Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, that's all of us, members of one body, we were called to peace. Each one of us has that responsibility to walk in peace with our God and in our lives. It's our responsibility to line ourselves up with what God wants so that we can walk in his peace. Not to rationalise things or make decisions, because it can look like a good thing, but actually God says, yes, it looked good, but listen to me. Is that what I want you to do? This is the better thing I have for you. Listen to me. And as each one of us walks in that, then in the body, there will be peace. There'll be harmony. There'll be unity, because each one is walking in a peaceful place. If we don't do that, we're just going to have chaos, really, because we'll all be doing our own thing, and there won't be peace. There won't be peace in the body. So like everything else that God gives us, it's not just for us, it's for everybody. It's not just for us in here. Like all God's blessings, it's to go out to those who need his peace. So God's peace is a blessing. It's his gift. He's giving himself. He gave Jesus to make peace. Jesus gave us peace. We live in peace with our eyes fixed on him by the power of the Holy Spirit living in us, enabling us to do that. It's through knowing God and that relationship with him that brings us that peace. Our final scripture is, it's what speakers say, isn't it? Finally, and then they say something else. I'm really sorry about that. Our final scripture, Andrea, is our prayer to seal this. If you'd like to shut your eyes, then I'll speak it over. You don't have to read it from the screen. Just let God give you this. Receive from our amazing, bountiful, generous God. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the blessed Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.